Oh no, 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 no. I am not taking the blame for this. You are buying me new underwear. You rip them, you pay for new ones. It's not my fault that you got all riled up when I was just having a conversation with you in the restaurant. Admittedly, I may have mentioned that I only had a tiny little thong on and that I was soaking wet. And what else did I say? Oh yes, that I really wanted your gorgeous cock in my tight, wet cunt. Sorry about that. That just kind of slipped out. No. No, 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 no. See, you had to take responsibility for the things you did. And you ripped my panties. Ergo, you buy me some more. Uh-huh. Well, you know what? I'm going to play with myself. And I'm going to scream loudly when I come. And I'm not going to let you play with me until you buy me new underwear. No, you're right. I couldn't go without your cock for long. So you better hurry up and get me new underwear. Mm-hmm. Come underwear shopping with me. I think we've scandalized the taxi driver enough already. You're not listening. Thank you. No, I'm not saying another word until we get out. Thank you for taking us home. Good night. Seriously, honey. You gagged me with my own panties that you ripped. You pulled them tight across my mouth. I know. And then you fucked me silly. In the alleyway. I didn't realize that what I was saying to you in the restaurant got you that riled up. I'm not sorry. Why would you think I was sorry? I got fucked senseless. My cunt still hurts. You pounded me harder than you've ever done before. Maybe that's what I was going for. Now I get, oh, you know that one ripped panties means 5 new ones, right? You know the ratio is 1 to 5. Yeah. I may have just made that up, but it doesn't matter. It's still the rules. My rules. I can still smell my cunt juices. Yeah. And I can still taste my cunt juices. Yeah, from my panties and from your mouth. You made me come multiple times with your mouth and then with your cock. There is no way that nobody knew I was being fucked down that alleyway. I know nobody saw us. I wouldn't have liked it if they did, but it was the way you took me, the way you fucked me. That urgent need that you just couldn't wait. Turn me the fuck on, baby. Turn me totally on. I'm not a great one for public sex. It's not a thing that kind of gets me, but holy shit. Yeah. Holy shit. You totally got me. You totally and utterly turned me on and fucked me hard. And I loved every second of it. The way your cock stretched me. The way it pounded so deep I could feel you every fucking where. The way your hands held my panties around my mouth. The way you pushed my hands above my head and made sure that they stayed on the wall. Pulling my head back, arching my back, making it hurt in all the right places and some of the wrong ones too. And I'll carry that ache, and in fact the bruises, for a little while, happily, gladly. And I'll even say thank you. Baby, you're stalking me. Yes, you're stalking me. Why? You can't possibly want me again. Your seed is still dribbling out of my cunt and down my thighs. Yes. Yes, I like your hand against my throat, pinning me to the wall. I didn't wear an especially short skirt. It just so happens that when I sit down and cross my legs, it slides up very far. I may have crossed and uncrossed my legs while we were in the lounge having coffee. In the comfy seats, on purpose. Yes. Thank you for the meal, by the way. It was just... Yes. I sat in a taxi all the way home without any panties on. You still have my panties? I thought you left them in the alleyway. No, I don't want them. They're broken and ripped. I want new ones. Oh. Why have you flattened me to the wall? Oh, okay, I see why. Yes, I can feel the bulge in your pants against my ass. Yes. Oh. Oh. You fuck. Why are you spanking my ass? Yes, it makes me dripping wet, as if I wasn't already. I haven't been naughty. You're the one who... Don't. I can't see properly. You've got my head. You've got my cheek against the wall, and I can only look one way. And I can't see what you're doing with your... What are you doing? You're not going to spank me again, are you? And you're going to fuck me really hard. Yeah? Then let's have it. Fuck me again. Fuck me harder than you did in the alleyway. Knowing that I'm begging you for your fucking cock. Give it to me. I want it. All of it. Ah! Oh. Yes, my voice is off because I was screaming in the fucking alleyway. It's your fault. Oh. No, don't just fuck me with the tip of your cock. I want all of it. Give it to me. Give me your cock. I want it in my cunt. Now. Please. Give it to me. Honey, we both know you're going to give me your cock, so why don't you just slam it in and have at it and fuck me hard until I scream the walls down and wake up the fucking neighbours, because you know that my cunt will milk you dry. Do it. Oh, yes, like that. Like that, like that, like that. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, yes, I love the feel of your cock in my cunt stretching me. I fucking love it. Fuck. Yeah, harder. Harder, baby, harder. I need you, I need you, I need you, I need you. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, that's it. Fuck me harder, fuck me harder, fuck me harder. Come on. Come on, fuck me, please. Oh, yeah, pull my hair. Spank my ass. Oh, yeah. Baby, do it. Baby, baby, baby. Come on, come inside me. Come inside me. Come on, come on, come on. I'm going to come all over your cock. I'm going to come all over your cock. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, fuck. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh. I'm not a bad girl. I'm a very, very good girl. Oh. Yes. Oh. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh. Yes. No, you have to carry me to bed. Yes. Oh, baby, you fuck.